Hjalti Johansson, he joins me on the line today from Accuray. Hjalti Johansson, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. And we're going to talk about the new website today. But before we get into the nuts and bolts of that, remind us what the Polar Code is and why it's important.
The Polar Code has been adopted by the International Maritime Organization. It relates amendments to make mandatory under the SOLAS Convention and the MARPOL Convention, and it really sort of applies security issues and protection of the environment for ships operating in the Arctic. So the Polar Code has a specific area, which is around the North Pole and that area, but includes most of the Arctic Ocean.
And so now we have this new website. Why was it decided to put this website in place? And sort of what role do you want it to play?
Well, the Polar Code entered into force only last year, so it's relatively new. And the aim of the forum is to raise awareness. So we will hopefully be able to assist in raising awareness to those who will use the forum and others who are involved or affected by Arctic marine operations. So that can range from states, indigenous peoples, shipping companies, insurance, and others who somehow relate to the Arctic. We've also seen that this is a fantastic venue to engage and share information. So we want the role to be sort of to make the Polar Code more visible for all of these entities who are relating to Arctic shipping issues.
And what sort of things are people going to find on the website? What sort of information is there? And sort of what will people be navigating when they visit the link?
Well, the website is strictly sort of aimed at following the Polar Code itself. So the Polar Code has numerous chapters, and the website follows these chapters and sort of summarizes what that chapter says, and then it has information from multiple entities on these topics. So we have, for example, the chapter on voyage planning, and that has numerous information from everybody from, as I said earlier, insurance companies, from the Arctic states themselves, to the International Ice Chatting Working Group, who are providing ice information. We have the Nunavut Planning Commission providing information that's important for indigenous peoples. We have NOAA from the U.S. Providing also weather information and other information. So we really relate to each chapter of the Polar Code, and we have information that these participants in the forum deem important for all of those who will use the portal.
And is the website, is it something static now that it's launched, that's the way it's going to be? Or is it going to be updated in the future? Is it going to be in sort of an active, ongoing site for people to engage with?
Oh, no. The fun is just starting now. I mean, like actually every website, it's just getting it started is just one thing. But maintaining it and updating it is the real job in hand. So we will have meetings every year, which we use to overview the portal and the information, and also to share information and other issues that we will discuss. But intercessionally, we will update the forum as often as deemed necessary, and that will range from every week to every month. We will have regular telephone calls and. Also, a lot of interactions with these participants. So my task here at the PAME Secretariat is to overview the content, update it, and make sure it's always available.
Well, Hjalti Johansson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.